Title: Cream Relaxes. It can be said that there are many sights and sounds that a man does not get to hear in his lifetime, and certainly one of the rarest would be the sound of Cream the Rabbit in pure bliss. To be more precise, it was not what Anon was expecting at all. It was as if some small tugboat had managed to maneuver its way into the room somehow and parked under the massage table, making a tinily rumbling chitter sound. He'd read about this beforehand, of course. It always pays to research different species reactions so that you don't misinterpret them. The book he had read mentioned rabbit species would vibrate their teeth and make a purr-like noise when they were relaxed. It was just weird, though. Why couldn't they be more predictable like humans? Hesitant at first, Anon got back to work, massaging the pint-sized rabbit's knots out of her shoulders, and then working his way up to the neck.
Wow, for a little girl, you sure do have a lot of tension. I don't think I've had a case this serious for quite a while, Anon remarked as casually as he could, teeth chittering notwithstanding.
My friend Amy said that we were fighting all the time.
Cream managed to ask.
Yeah, I understand now. You're one of those heroes, right? I remember reading about an Amy in the paper, I think.
Yes. We fought Mr. Robotnik yesterday again.
Goodness, what would we do without you? You're very brave.
Cream the Rabbit giggled a little bit and became quiet, just enjoying the massage. Anon changed the area he was massaging in the neck back down to the arm's main nerves and started working towards the shoulders. If she was ordering around that violent blue creature to attack all the time, then her arms would be used fairly often. The good thing about all the body fur on Mobians was that no massage oil was actually needed, as the friction between skin would never grip. It wasn't entirely relaxing, living in this world. The tide of good and evil could change rapidly every week. You would see fruit sellers opening their market stand right next to some quantum laser or something battle that was taking place. Who really had the time to worry about that when it was happening all the time? Bull was somehow unbelievably low, though. Almost as if there was some ulterior, sick-minded, PG-rated audience being entertained by it all somewhere out there. How are your arms feeling, Cream? Are they tingly or feel any different?
They're a little tingly now, Mr. Anon.
All right, you're going to need to do some stretches when you wake up in the morning to help with that. Your nerve's protective covering has been worn down and needs to repair itself while the muscles are relaxed. I'll demonstrate later on.
Okay.
Anon just noticed that the small tugboat noise had faded away when he started working on her arms. That's interesting, he mused to himself. Maybe the neck area needed more work than the arms. Cream, your mother mentioned when you both came in that you were having some issues with your ears. Could you try to describe what you've noticed?
Oh, yes, my ears. Well, sometimes when I fly lots of my friends up as they are falling, my ears get really painful and tight on my head.
Okay. Please sit up for a moment. Let's take a closer look at them. Did you say you fly? Cream got up from lying face down on the massage table and shifted to the edge from under the towel. Her underwear, being still on, of course, as this was an adolescent massage, and it was not necessary to remove all clothing in such an environment. Not to mention, it would be unprofessional to do so. Right. What do you feel when I do this? Anon asked, while pressing the base of Cream's ear gently. Face brought the echo around the room in a defiant manner, absolutely demanding Anon acknowledge its existence. Cream blushed and looked down at the ground as if it was suddenly the most entertaining linoleum in the world.
Well, Anon continued, that was an...
The expulsion of gases being so massive from Cream's butt that the towel which was next to Cream was now cowering in the corner of the room, fearing for its life, and her underwear was attempting an impression of a high-speed parachute. Anon was quite speechless. He took a small sniff to see if he was breathless as well, but no, he didn't really have the usual toxicity that passing gas would normally have. Realizing he still had his hand on her ear, he let go and went to the window to open it, just in case. "It's okay, Cream, there's nothing to be embarrassed about here," Anon tried to say in a comforting tone. "Plenty of people get relaxed enough to pass gas, it's perfectly normal." God, he really hoped that Cream couldn't see that he was lying between his teeth. Reacting to this in any way was 100% career-ending.
"It's my secret power, Mr. Anon. I can fly using my ears, you see. I just wiggle them a lot to do this."
Okay. I was wondering what you meant earlier about that.
"Everyone else thinks I fly using my ears. Please keep it a secret. It's too embarrassing, please."
I promise, Cream, your secret is safe with me. I'm just here to help you."
"When I wiggle my ears like this,"
Cream started moving her ears in a flapping motion, and then Anon was very thankful he opened the window earlier. Another high-pressure air system formed in the room under Cream, and she jet-propelled upwards to the ceiling for a moment before floating back down to the floor.
"It makes me fly using my... sorry, but..."
"Okay, Cream, well, I can't really help with that. I'm a masseuse, not a proctologist." Cream's eyes started to go shiny and well up with tears, her lip quivering. Anon was really out of his depth here. This was one of the damned Mobian heroes with physics-defying powers. If he refused to help her, then he would probably die in a couple episodes as a minor plot point, just to balance his karma. Cream sobbed a little, drawing his attention back. "All right, fine. I'll see if I can work out some knots behind your ears," Anon mumbled. Cream brightened up like the sun from behind a cloud. "But we need to move the massage table first." A short moment later, the massage table was moved to a more practical location in front of the open window with Cream's tail facing towards the outside. Several spare towels had been used to tie down Cream's arms and legs to the table in an uncomfortably similar fashion to some BDSM fetishes as a preventative measure. He couldn't risk having a tiny rabbit rocking away accidentally. "I hope this works," Anon remarked, starting to gently ease the muscles in the base of Cream's ears. He was already prepared for the demonic gale that was starting, but he continued at a steady pace, despite the room threatening to tear itself apart and giving him permanent tinnitus. A common civilian's life may be hard, Anon thought to himself, but at least it was honest work. Just as Anon was finishing the massage, his clinic door was smashed in by three cops. Cream's mom, Vanilla, entered close behind them.
What's happening, Anon? I heard a terrible sound and I called the..."
Vanilla stopped mid-sentence as she took in the whole scene. Now, Anon wasn't exactly having the best of days. Having to take extra time out of his schedule to work on the client's special problem and also make his clinic unsafe to reside in due to the massive percussive forces on the walls. And then there was the issue with the child's mother and three cops. Seeing that he had strapped the child to the table with her underwear around her shoes, facing an open window. Vanilla screamed, and Anon was shot 44 times by the police in self-defense.